This is KUT. I'm David Brown of the Texas Standard. The country with the most rabid soccer fans in the world? Well, that depends on how you measure it. The country that sent more fans to the World Cup than any other? Well, that's easy. That's the U.S. Four times more than Great Britain, for example, where soccer is almost a religion. Add to that the fact that nearly 16 million in the U.S. are tuning into the World Cup games. And now fans of major league teams like the Houston Dynamo and FC Dallas are wondering, could the World Cup finally push major league soccer into the big time? Greg Lalas is editor-in-chief of MLSsoccer.com. Greg, could this really be the tipping point?
There is really no tipping point in this. It's a steady, long-term growth situation that we're talking about. You know, having been in this for my entire life and having been in the industry or sort of for the last 20 years, the truth is, this country has already embraced soccer. It just hasn't yet to the extent that, you know, it's embraced, say, NFL from a viewing standpoint. There are so many MLS players that are in Brazil for this tournament. On the U.S. team alone, there are 10 players from MLS. In 2010, there were only 4 MLS players on the U.S. team. On all of the teams down in Brazil, there's a total of 22 MLS players down there. In 2010, there were only 6. So I think what this World Cup can do, as that story continues to get out there, it's going to open people's eyes to say, wait a second, there's actually some very good soccer being played in my backyard. I'm going to go and check that out. And I think that what they will come to realize is there's this incredible, vibrant supporters culture and soccer scene that's taking place. And if it was the World Cup that got them into it, great. And I think that is going to happen. And I think it can only be good for MLS in the long run and even in the short run.
I've gotten a sense that the way that this, the game of building popularity for soccer and professional soccer in the United States, there's been a lot of reliance on big names. I mean, once upon a time, back in, you know, another era, there was Pele coming to New York, right? And then there was, of course, more recently, Beckham. And it seems like that never quite built the audience in the way that a lot of wags suggested that it would. Sure. During this World Cup, we have a remarkable story of a young man named Clint Dempsey from Texas, Nacogdoches, if I'm not mistaken, scored the first goal, and he has this remarkable story. Is that something that's going to attract a lot of people?
Well, I sure hope so, because Clint Dempsey's story is a remarkable story. I mean, here's a kid who is the first American to ever score goals in 3 different World Cups. And, you know, he grew up in Nacogdoches, went to Furman University, got drafted by the New England Revolution in Major League Soccer, and performed very well for the Revs. So well, in fact, that he got a call up to the national team, ended up playing in the World Cup, and next thing you know, he was being courted by big clubs in England. Went to England and was a tremendous player there. He proved that he could compete. He proved that he could succeed and thrive there. And then, right about when he was, I think, 29 or so, about a year ago, he said, I'm ready to come home and continue to help building MLS. And he joined the Seattle Sounders. And he has been nothing but astounding this season for Seattle. He's scored a ton of goals, got into great form. And to me, there's no coincidence that this world-class player succeeds in MLS and then goes straight to the World Cup and succeeds in the World Cup. You know, MLS sometimes takes some questions about the level of play and whether it's competitive enough. But here's a guy who doesn't miss a beat going from MLS into the World Cup, and in fact is performing at the top of his game. I mean, and he's a good person. He's the kind of guy you want to root for. You know, I mean, you Texans should be very proud of this man calling Texas home, and he will proudly tell you that he's from Texas.
Well, let's try to take it just one step further. We're just about out of time, but I have to ask this. I mean, as we've seen in football and in baseball and in other sports here in the United States, sometimes you have to have that character who ends up on the box of Wheaties and becomes the icon, right? You've got to have that Magic Johnson. You got to have that player that is, in a way, bigger than the game and yet in some ways brings in all of the good stuff about the game that makes people want to watch him. Is Clint Dempsey perhaps that iconic player?
I think that in some ways he could be. But I will actually, you know, take a different route here, which is that in soccer in particular, the history says that no one player really is bigger than the club. You need a player like Clint Dempsey or Michael Bradley up in Toronto or you know, Tim Cahill in New York. These are players who are at the world-class players, but they have to be part of the club because the fans and the supporters, as we call fans in soccer, they're there for the club, not just the players. And unlike in basketball where one player can sometimes win a whole thing for you, in soccer he can't. Really, the whole team and the whole club have to be working in cohesion as one. And so a great player like Clint Dempsey, yes, he'll be the face, but ultimately it only matters if he is improving the full club.
Well, it's a story, obviously, that we're going to be continuing to watch for sure.
And so I hope so.
So is Greg Lawless, because he's editor-in-chief of MLSsoccer.com. Greg, thanks so much for taking time out to speak with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
For the Texas Standard, I'm David Brown, KUT News.